Chapter 12. Horemheb's Reign. I was heartbroken. He missed his granddaughter very much, and he became very weak.
The old man is dying,
thought Horemheb.
Now, it's my turn to be Pharaoh.
After I's death, Horemheb put his mummy in another small tomb in the Valley of the Kings. The great pharaoh's tomb, originally intended for Tutankhamun, was now ready, but Horemheb didn't want to bury Ai in it. He wanted to keep that tomb for himself, so the royal artisans prepared the tomb for the new pharaoh, King Horemheb, and they painted the walls with pictures of the great commander in battle. Finally, Horemheb's plan succeeded, and he was pharaoh of Egypt. But King Horemheb still wasn't happy. His people remembered the young Tutankhamun, and they were still sad about his terrible accident. Horemheb was furious about this, and he cut the young pharaoh's name from the Great Book of Pharaohs.
Now everybody will forget about Tutankhamun forever, he said.
Horemheb got his wish. People forgot about Tutankhamun for thousands of years. But one day, in 1922, an English archaeologist found a small, insignificant tomb in the Valley of the Kings. There he discovered a fan of ostrich feathers and the treasures of a young pharaoh. He opened the sarcophagus and found the body of Tutankhamun. Finally, the world learned the truth about the boy pharaoh Tutankhamun and the terrible plan to kill him.